This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, Tropical Storm Erica is battering the Caribbean. Florida, Bahamas are on alert. Hurricanes have been down the last decade or so, but now they're back. But what is definitely out of control is tectonic activity around the world. And they're saying that California could be seeing a huge one very, very soon. We're going to be getting some experts on that next week. Steve Quayle is our guest, stevequayle.com. Appreciate him joining us today. We're going as many calls as we can, getting quick comments from Steve. Darian in Illinois, thanks for holding.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
All right. I was watching Ancient Aliens the other day, and it was talking about the transhumanoid thing that, you know, with the building the cells and all that. What more can we do to expose the elite plan, you know, because this is just, you know, almost too far-fetched for some people to believe, you know?
Well, listen, I appreciate your call. People can joke around about this, but they've already created transhuman chimeras that we see about in the old legends. So whether that was real or not, it's happening now. And because this has been pre-discredited before, just like there's no black helicopters, there's no world government, the Pope's not calling for world government even when he is, then when this stuff starts to happen, people can't believe it. They're already changing the earth and attacking the genetic code of the planet, of the creatures on the planet across the board. This is a very evil plan that isn't helping the elite themselves. So, Steve Quayle?
Well, Alex, it's a total evil plan, and it's totally from start to finish. The Book of Revelation, which a lot of people quote but don't want to, put it into perspective, is telling us what the end times are going to be like. And so the idea that we're dealing with the four horsemen, the apocalypse, famine. Look at the whole situation with Fukushima. A third of the sea life, the Pacific Ocean, is actually a third of the sea life. It's just about dead or dying, yet there's nothing in the mainstream vomit brokers, and it's like it doesn't matter. Here's what people have got to understand and act and speak out and stand up for what this country is. They want you dead. By the way, the name of that report was the Deagle Report, okay? D-E-A-G-L-E. When you and I put it on, we went out there, then they even had to put all of their caveats. Well, we really didn't mean it, blah, blah, blah. Believe me, that meant what it meant. So the population, and you talk about tectonic plate weapons. I quote, obviously, in the books I've written.
Secretary of Defense Cullen, 1997, Army Times, that they have tectonic weapons.
But I wrote that in Weather Wars. You have me on your show. By the way, that's available. Weather Wars, can I tell you something interesting? Weather Wars is the most important book I ever wrote a decade ago for right now. When I'm writing about transgenics and transhumanism and everything we're talking about kind of going in the woo-woo area, well, the thing is that that's right now happening, but the weather wars are ongoing. 285 patents. Alex, if people seriously read the patents on...
There's a whole real world going on under national security. It's out of control. Gary in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, guys?
Good. Go ahead. You're our last caller.
I hate to be the one that looks at everything that it's fake or a hoax, but as far as the shooting goes yesterday, when it's the media covering something that happens within the media, it adds multiple layers of deception, and it seems to fit multiple agendas. But I just find it hard to believe that they didn't hear a 6'4", 300-pound guy walking on a wood plank deck. And then the reaction from the woman news reporter's boyfriend, I mean, I wouldn't be able to do an interview if my dog died that day, let alone my wife or my girlfriend. And I just wanted to know your comments on it.
No, I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, they've staged stuff before, so it's not discrediting to question. But this doesn't fit all their narratives. What do you think, Steve?
Well, first of all, it was the statement from the shooter himself that he wants to generate a race war. And Alex, again, I'm not wanting that, but the bottom line is they want that. It has been a plan of the Russians' plan, and I'm not blaming Russians, you know.
It's part of the globalist,
Yeah, the bottom line is a globalist, and you've got Vladimir Putin, who, by the way, I respect in the sense that he's at least looking to God as represented by the Russian Orthodox.
Sure, you know we're in trouble when Vladimir Putin sounds more liberty-based than who runs our country. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Listen, Steve, we're out of time. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. I'm Alex
Jones.
Thank you. Nightly News Tonight, 7.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us on this live Thursday worldwide transmission, the 27th day of August, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have Steve Quell joining us for an hour and a half at the middle way of the transmission today at 12:30 noon Central. We have our reporters from the site of the tragic shooting yesterday in a rural area 2 hours away from major airports in Virginia where this tragic event with the shooting live on television took place. And Paul Joseph Watson joins us from London to break down a report he's written for InfoWars.com. France prepares for mass unrest, radicalized immigrants taking over cities. That's a Army Ministry of Defense report released to the media. Also, there's video of this out of North Carolina. We're going to be playing that. ABC 11 in a Max Slavo article at Infowars.com. Fort Bragg troops train for domestic emergency. This exercise is about the home front, ostensibly, and on the surface, they're trained to help out with things like natural disasters, floods, and hurricanes. But this is regular Army. They're gearing up for the collapse, ladies and gentlemen. I want to be clear, whenever we warn of the lurch into the police state, the lurch into globalism, federalism, the lurch into centralization, we're not saying it's imminent or it's going to happen overnight or troops trying to stabilize a burning city. We're not trying to say they're the enemy. The globalists have created the climate where you're going to beg, and I'm going to beg, for the big red one to come down the street in armored vehicles. And we're trying to stop the globalists from maneuvering us into this position. They're running around in newspapers, I mean every couple days around the country, because I know national media has no respect with locals, but local media still has some, though it's lost a lot of credibility in the big national studies. There's a new one out today. And they're running stories like this one. We actually got the newspaper itself, the Inlander, the major newspaper for Spokane and four counties, daring to tread why Spokane's Republican sheriff says we should be scared of homegrown extremists and the fanatical fringe of the Tea Party. And he's a microcosm of what they're gearing up for. And this all broke last year, again, when he had these armored vehicles being delivered, and they were at Walmart saying, therefore the Tea Party, therefore the constitutionalist. So we ran the video and said, this is wrong. Drudge and others picked it up. World and Daily picked it up. The story went viral. And he first came out and said, we're liars. It's not for us. Then we said, no, you're a liar. So he said, Alex Jones and InfoWars has threatened to kill me. When it was comments on the site, which anybody could do. I mean, I could go on the Inlander and put comments and then say they said it. I mean, it's just very bizarre. And he keeps warning of something's about to happen. I really see this as a prime false flag zone. That's what my spider sense, common sense tells me. Now, by exposing it, it may not happen, but I think the sheriff's a really, really bad person from everything he's done. He speaks with a forked tongue, and I think he's playing people. And I may just go to a county nearby and not even go into his jurisdiction and call for peace when I go out there and see if he'll come to the county line, because I don't even know if it's safe to even get within his jurisdiction with the history of his deputies, the things he's been involved in, bizarre deaths. This is a pretty bad guy. The Southern Poverty Law Center might have something on him. I'm not sure. I'm speculating there. But this is a microcosm, a canary in the coal mine with things like this going on. And they're looking for provocations in different zones around the country to be trigger events to paint the liberty movement as terroristic when they start the Soros race war that we're battling to stop. And look, we know our stuff. You could call it criminology, modus operandi, studying human behaviorism. I've been on air 20-plus years, almost 21. I've been immersed in this sometimes 18 hours a day. I'll be honest, the last couple of years, I can't do more than 10 hours a day. It's too much. I'm not as immersed as I used to be. It's just because every data point opens up a whole other data set for me, and I actually know too much now, and I just can't handle it. Back when I was trying to figure stuff out, it was kind of fun to learn stuff. Now it's just horrific. I mean, I'll be honest. But I got up here, and I said, this guy will end up being mentally ill. He'll end up being on psychotropics. That's starting to come out. But I said he did this probably because of Charleston and the 9 innocent black people that were killed by the white guy hopped up on drugs again, prescription drugs. I mean, it's not hard to make these connections. People are going, yeah, common sense. Well, none of the other media did it. And now his manifesto's out, and it turns out that it's basically a Black Lives Matter Obama drone. And so David Knight made the point to me on the phone this morning that this is Obama's first drone strike. Domestically, because this is one of his drones out attacking. And when you get all this race war promotion on MSNBC and CNN and the groups legitimizing, saying, let's go out, let's attack the white people, they're the cause of all the problems, you're going to have blowback to the knockout game and the looting and the robbing and the rest of it when unstable white people start going out and killing black people, and then black people are going to respond to that. It's a chain reaction. But sure enough, that's now come out. After shooting alleged gunman details grievances in suicide note, or what you call his manifesto, revenge race murderer, bitter black reporter who gunned down white ex-colleagues, lived on air and posted the video online, blames Charleston shootings and anti-gay harassment in manifesto of why he did it. Continuing, he was the human tape recorder, how TV murderer was criticized by boss for appalling journalistic standards and reprimanded for wearing an Obama badge to report on elections. Continuing, after shooting, alleged gunman detailed grievances. Again, I mentioned that. I want to go over some of that. U.S. shooting video shocks internet in New Frontier. It's not New Frontier. What do you think military videos are? And, of course, he's dead now. But that hasn't stopped Hillary Clinton and others from coming out and saying they blame the Second Amendment. Quote, we have to do something about gun violence in America. Well, we have, Hillary. That's why overall gun crime is down 51 to 52% since 1992. And Professor Lott says, I'm wrong looking at the numbers. Fox News, he says, is wrong. He says it's 61. Well, we had a statistician go over the Justice Department numbers first. It was 51. Then Fox News did their own analysis, said 51. Lott says 61. Whatever. They admit, even in the LA Times, that gun crime is way down, but perception is it's way up. This is the fraud, just like the perception is if you go swimming in the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean, great white sharks are going to eat you. You've got a better chance of being mugged by a leprechaun than you do being attacked by a great white shark. But again, I always use that analogy because it's just so ridiculous. Yeah, there's the LA Times. Gun crime plunged, but Americans think it's up, study says. And that's from 2 years ago. That's when they released the 20 years of numbers. And I'm just putting that up on screen because I get these emails and see comments. Oh, he just makes all that up. Listen, I make mistakes here and there. And when we find out we make mistakes, we correct them. But we're very accurate. We know what we're talking about, and we immerse ourselves in the information. And the fact is, there is not an epidemic of gun violence. Most of the people being killed are criminals breaking in people's houses or trying to carjack, or people shooting at the police or other gangs shooting each other. Go look at the numbers. Most crime is criminals killing each other or citizens fighting back in justified shootings or police shooting people in justified shootings. And statistically, there are some bad cops out there, and they're trying to make them really bad with their training. But still, you count the number of people cops kill every year, it's a very small part of the overall issue. And I'm only saying that because it's not the biggest problem there is. George Soros says it is. It's not. It's part of causing a civil war in this country where they've got these federally controlled police running around saying, I'm a terrorist that wants dead cops. When all this stuff starts, folks, they're going to blame the Liberty Movement. We've got to stop it. Now let's go to this clip of Donald Trump getting it right. That's why he's so popular. Now even the establishment people are saying he has a chance to win. He said that mental health should be the focus, and he's a strong Second Amendment supporter. Here it is.
This isn't a gun problem. This is a mental problem. And, you know, you have cases where, like, had the veterans, had the guys that were shot recently, if they had weapons, they might have been able to save themselves. They would have been able. They were all heroes. They were all a tremendous military man, and they had absolutely no defense. And frankly, a case like this, he snuck up on him, whether it was a gun or a knife or whatever it would have been, it would have been something. But, you know, you're not going to get rid of all guns. So I know one thing, if you tried to do it, the bad guys would have them, to use an expression, and the good folks would abide by the law. They'd be hopeless, and just it would be a hopeless situation for them. And I think it's a big mistake. And I am a very much Second Amendment person, Chris. And I know the arguments both ways very well, but I'm very much into the Second Amendment. You need protection. Now, you also have entertainment and you have, you know, all sorts of activities and all of that. But taking that out of the picture, you know, most, guns are used for recreational purposes, like people play golf and like people play other things and hunting. But beyond that, in terms of safety, you know, if you're sitting in a cabin someplace and you're not armed and somebody walks in with a gun, I'll tell you what, I'd rather be in that cabin with a gun than not with a gun. That
wow.
I can tell you right now. So
I tell you, I mean, I'm liking Donald Trump more and more. Doesn't mean I trust him. But
you are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever. ever take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate. The ground you walk on, I never have, and that's a fact. I won't follow, I'll try to find you, 'cause I don't love you, now fueled by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
Central.
I jump back. I want to kiss myself. I've got soul.
There is so much to break down here. I want to get more into the shooting, more of the response, but what this is diverting from is they're propping the stock market up artificially right now, but the fundamentals are imploding worldwide, so that won't be sustainable. Just like they've been propping China up for a year, but it's finally unraveling and still imploding. China has started selling U.S. treasuries to support the yuan. And an article asked the question, what if the crash is rigged like everything else? No kidding. We're also going to get into the tropical storm Erica, targets Caribbean, Florida, Bahamas on alert. Hillary Clinton obviously in deep trouble. Quote, takes responsibility, says it wasn't the best choice. Biden eyes officially running, number one in the polls. That is all coming up. But first, I was about to do this during the break here on the TV / radio show, and I thought, why not just do it on air? Because I hadn't taken my survival shield, nascent iodine, yet, and I like to put it in the glass.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
To us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100-1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide on this Thursday edition. The original prepper is really what I would call him. The original patriot. He's been around 25 years on air, but a decade before that. Steve Quayle will be joining us. Remember him talking about weaponized drones 15 years ago and how they were going to be coming to our doorsteps with the police, and now that was in the news yesterday. And it just sounded so crazy even back then, but he has been quite the trailblazer. He's going to be joining us. Our reporters, David Knight and Joe Biggs, will be joining us from the little town out in Virginia, where the media is preparing to destroy the Second Amendment if they can. And there's really no mention that he's an Obama bot wearing Obama pins, who thought black people were out to get him, white people were out to get him, and he was mad about the Charleston shooting, so he struck back. Simply sickening that this is going on. But maybe they sense that the race war push isn't working, because Al Sharpton's having his weekday show canceled and moved to the weekends, which is where they kind of quietly shuffle people off. Piers Morgan is back, demonizing the Second Amendment. This is a guy that has armed response security at his L.A. house, mansion. He has armed security that is in the neighborhood. He has a sign in his yard that responds within 1 minute with guns. Why don't you just... I mean, I'd live in one of those neighborhoods if I had the money and lived out there. Sure. Why not have armed security guards? But I'd have guns, too. I mean, I'm not knocking if you got the money for armed security guards. Why not? Especially if you live in, you know, L.A., and there are robberies in those rich neighborhoods. I know folks that live out there. But just how do you sit there with a straight face saying the general public can't have guns? It's so fundamentally hypocritical when Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton or Michael Moore or Dianne Feinstein or Barbara Boxer or Michael Bloomberg or Nancy Pelosi or any of these people or Harry Reid tries to restrict the general public's Second Amendment, and then they sit there with a straight face saying nobody wants your guns, like it's a conspiracy theory. Now, here's an article that we talked about a few weeks ago, but now I was actually mailed. The Inlander, their August 13th to 19th weekly edition. This is like the Austin Chronicle there, the big popular weekly tabloid. And it says, daring to tread, with him standing on the Gadsden flags, meaning his constituents. And he says, the sheriff is scared of extremists and wants the public to be scared of them as well, and says they're a danger. You read the exact quote. Why Spokane's Republican sheriff says we should be scared of homegrown extremists and the fanatical fringe of the Tea Party. Now, the reason I mention this article is it ties in with this story that Paul Watson's going to be talking about. Fort Bragg troops trained for domestic emergency. This exercise is about the home front during civil emergency. ABC 11 North Carolina reports. And reading from the report, scenarios which could all be really coming to America, and that's when the potential for martial law kicks in. You know, I have an ABC News report out of Louisiana where they go, martial law may be needed in America. And then it cuts to the very same photo that they have in that earlier report, in this one, showing Katrina and armored vehicles and troops riding around confiscating guns with the state police and others integrated in with regular army. I mean, this is what's being prepared for. And again, they create enough of an economic collapse and 100 million people that are on food assistance go hungry, you're going to see an explosion in this nation. It's going to make the Great Depression, if it goes this way, we're trying to stop it, look like a heavenly event, look like a cakewalk, look like green pastures, look like a walk in the park, a piece of cake, whatever you want to call it. And there's this massive buildup in the Army, Times, and Stars and Stripes, just hundreds of articles about the military prepares to take on the Tea Party. Yes, the number one enemy on C-SPAN. Army War College, generals, we're preparing to take on the gun owners. I mean, we have all this on video, and then we warn about it, and the media goes, you think martial law is coming in August and September. You believe the gun confiscation will be gone. You believe the governor will be arrested. You want to kill U.S. military, Mr. Jones. We're like, no, we're reading the Army Times. We're showing local news where they admit the martial law preparations, but push it as good. Just type into YouTube clergy response teams, and, that, and you'll get different newscasts around the country where it's the same federal script about during emergencies, the clergy will work with the Army to tell you to go ahead and turn the guns in and go to the emergency center with your family. And they cut to the preacher. It's of the Lord. Romans 13, do what you're told and go to the camp. They actually say that. You've heard me play it ad nauseum. I mean, it's like if I get up here and I say, I have CBS News across the country in the same script. They send federal scripts down through it. Then you trust it because it's local, but it's a federal teleprompter. It's been loaded federally. So it might as well be national. And they're like, mercury helps your child's brain and is now a nutritious part of the food group. And it helps your child's cognitive mind. Do I need to play that clip probably for the 300th time? I mean, I will. Mercury is good for your children. In fact, you know what? I'm not going to play it. Just go to YouTube. We'll do it on screen. Type in, mercury is good for you, and you can find different newscasts saying mercury is good for you. And I remember when I saw the report, I knew it was nationally written, so I Googled it years ago, and it was all over the country that day, but local newscasters going, mercury is good, mercury helps, mercury is wonderful, mercury, it's the new vitamin C, be trendy today, you'll never talk again, but it's fun, government loves you. I mean, this is the creepiness of this. Nobody wants your guns. Nobody's going to take your doctor away. Obamacare is free. All lies. Hillary never had fake emails. Now she admits she did. The head of the EPA had to step down over it. She needs to right now. So that's all coming up. But Paul Watson wrote an article that ties into this one, and we're going to him right now. France prepares for mass unrest, radicalized immigrants taking over cities, and this is in the French news. But then you ask, why are they bringing in to Europe over 100,000 North Africans and Middle Easterners a month? That's a conservative, 100,000 a month. There's 100,000+ people out of North Africa on the island of Lesbos. I think it said 156,000 2 weeks ago I reported that. One little island's got 150,000 people on it. And in Germany, wherever, you just walk outside and there's just giant hordes of people. I was in Toronto last week, beautiful city, blue skies, great weather. And I'm not kidding, folks. I've seen videos of street folks in Pakistan. I mean, you could tell these were malnourished children from very young age. You could tell the disorders when they haven't gotten enough food. And they're just absolutely the scariest looking people you'd see in a Pakistan market. There are a lot of great Pakistani people. I have friends that are Pakistani, wonderful, smart, scientific, you know, merchant folks, whatever. I mean, you talk about bad folks from a country. You can find some really bad people from a white area, black area. You can find bad people in Mexico. I'm just saying, bottom of the barrel. And they were so shocking when I would see this walking down the street that I didn't even videotape the people. When I just kind of, but I mean, I'm talking wild-eyed. And aggressively trying to sell you bottles of water or whatever. And it was just so shocking to know that just the world's collapsing and our governments are just disgorging this in, along with Stinger missiles and AK-47s. That's what Paul's going to break down. And so when they strike, I mean, how many times did I say the Stinger missiles would end up in Europe? Probably France first, and would start shooting down airliners. They say that's imminent. Our government again gave it to them. And our governments go in and destroy central governments there that are even working with the West to turn it over to the worst elements. But let me tell you, it just didn't mix seeing a bunch of folks that looked like they came out of an Afghan bazaar, that looked like they came out of the Middle Ages, looking wild-eyed at women wearing miniskirts and stiletto heels. I mean, there were women out there on the street that looked like they were, you know, supermodels or something in Toronto. And right next to it, there'd be like people on rugs smoking, you know, mini hookahs and yelling at people. I mean, it was just over the top. And that's what Europe is seeing and getting freaked out about. And Europe's got to pay for it. And all I'm saying is suddenly it isn't just immigration or the best people coming here. It's space bar, folks. I mean, I've been down on the hike and bike trail and seen homeless Guatemalans catching fish with a piece of monofilament line wrapped around a Coke can that they use as the... And I'm sure they're really sweet, great, nice people. The question is, what is the government doing here and everywhere else just opening everything up? And by the way, those immigrants don't even know how to go get the assistance. They haven't made it to the Democratic Party facility yet and haven't been scooped up to actually be taken off the street. They're living in the Greenbelt. It was grandma, dad, granddaddy must have died. It was mama, it was daddy, and three kids. With a fire going over across the creek, catching fish and eating them. I mean, we're talking Grizzly Adams. Okay, fine. These are countries that live like Grizzly Adams. We're in the 21st century. Why are they bringing Grizzly Adams in mass? What's the reason? Because when it all unravels and melts down in the Depression, it is going to be a you-know-what storm. And they're mixing radical jihadists into this, and they're going to use the attacks to take everybody's liberties. And there won't be any logic of our government opened the borders. Our government gave them the weapons. Because the public doesn't have logic anymore. Paul Joseph Watson joins us from London to break this down. France prepares for mass unrest, radicalized immigrants taking over cities. That is a huge headline. And you go through what the military says, they think this is imminent. I mean, for those that don't know, a lot of French cities are more than half Islamic now, and the radical Islamics are bullying the non-radical Islamists like they've done in Libya, Syria, Egypt, and other places into submission, Paul. And so Islam itself is being radicalized. Why is the West rolling a red carpet out to this?
Well, I think one of the main reasons, Alex, is that their values are completely incompatible with, quote, you know, Western liberal democratic values, especially when it comes to free speech. I posted an image earlier this week, on Monday, I think it was, of an ISIS flag on a toilet roll. Okay, this is an image that's been out everywhere. Originally, Facebook banned it, said it was offensive to Muslims. They later backed down, restored the image. So I posted this image and said, look, this is being censored. Everybody should post this image. So it got 360,000 shares on Facebook. And ever since it was posted, literally every day, death threat after death threat after death threat of people saying, insulting someone's religion isn't covered by free speech. Well, it is. That's what free speech is all about.
That's right. The radical Islamists are going to join with the left to selectively ban free speech of libertarians, Christians, and conservatives. That's their sick alliance.
Yeah, so it's like, you don't have the free speech to criticize our religion, but we have the free speech to make death threats against you for doing that. Quite the topsy-turvy world. So it's been an interesting week. And yeah, then we've got this story out of France, which is an intelligence source who spoke to the Telegraph, who basically said that the French army is preparing for mass unrest that will arise out of these immigrant populations obtaining weapons from Libya, given to Libyan jihadist rebels.
We just lost Paul's audio.
Entire neighborhoods in France.
Continue, Paul. You cut out for a moment. Repeat that.
Yeah, so they're going to get these weapons from Libya, given to the jihadists by the French government in the first place. These immigrants, fourth generation, already, you know, disenfranchised, they're saying they're going to get control of these weapons, take over entire neighborhoods in France, and that then they're going to have to send the army in to reclaim this territory in major cities. And don't forget that just last week, we had this attack, this attempted attack on a train in France, whereby this guy obtains a Kalashnikov from where he visited Syria. No doubt that has a connection to it. Obviously, the three individuals bravely tackle him. But then the lawyer comes out for this terrorist and says, he's not a terrorist. He just got the AK-47 because he was hungry and he wanted to get food off people. And don't call him a terrorist. That's Islamophobic. You know, Muslim guy walking around a train carriage with
an cutting people with box cutters and shooting at people. He's a little cupcake.
Yeah, 270 rounds, but don't call him a terrorist. That's Islamophobic. So you've got this cultural war basically going on in all these European countries. Sweden as well, which we can get onto, which is even worse than France. But in France, they did a poll last year, found that 15% of French citizens support ISIS. 27% of French citizens aged 18 to 25 support ISIS. And of course, the vast majority of these figures are coming from these immigrant areas. Doesn't mean they're going to go out and behead people, but again, it shows that their values are completely incompatible with the values of free speech, with the values of liberal Western
but
democracy.
But the controlled left hates Western culture so much that they're willing to use radical Islam as a sword to behead the West. I mean, this is the execution of Western culture by any means necessary by the New World Order.
Yeah, and now they're even getting into positions of power. Sweden, one of their top immigration officials, is an ISIS sympathizer. She praises jihadists fighting in Syria on her Facebook page. She likes ISIS propaganda, and she's in control of the immigration system in Sweden. People who speak out against it are charged with hate crime.
By the way, they even pose on their Facebooks in their jihad outfits. That yeah. Some of them even travel to be with them. They even let people in, and then they're just praised as liberal.
Well, the taxpayer-funded expert on Islamophobia in Sweden, Nikolaj Skramo, he went on to join ISIS. He was the government expert on preventing
Islamophobia.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm here to say it. All authoritarians can go to hell. I mean, I'm done with this. And that's what I mean about the left. They are a weird, mentally ill group. I mean, they'll say that you and I wearing pants is sexist, but if people want to sexually mutilate women and blow up Buddhist temples, it's okay. I mean, no, it's not.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoBite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then ExtendoBite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why ExtendoBite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure, 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
week's reporting that a suspect is in custody after active shooting incident reported at Mississippi State University. Right now it appears like it's really nothing and that no one's been hurt, hopefully. We also see a lot of hysteria where there's a backfire outside the Capitol, so they evacuated. But we'll continue to track this as it unfolds. Maybe serious, may not be. Going back to Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, it's very clear. They take Western values of having open, laissez-faire culture. They then expand that and tell the West, submit to everything, let us do whatever we want to you politically. Then they bring in groups that are basically Neolithic when it comes to the policies, very primitive, and they then make an alliance with the radicals of that group, 1.3 billion Muslims, to take over regular Islam, because, I mean, most Muslims just want to have businesses and live and are pretty conservative, good people. I don't believe in Islamophobia where they're just all a bunch of bad people, but the group getting in charge, Saudi Arabia and the Wahhabists, are really horrible people. I mean, they're about as bad as it gets. They're scum. And they're always raping kids and women and running snuff rings. And they talk about because they can do it because it's infidels. I mean, they're just, they make Charlie Manson look like a cupcake. And they're just out of control. And our governments are traitorous bringing them in. What's the end game? I mean, I used to think they were just going to use them for a clash of civilizations to take our liberties. But I think they've looked at the population demographics. I think they've decided to join with it in the next generation and actually end Western culture as we know it, Paul.
Yeah, it's definitely about that. It's about diluting culture. It's about taking away liberties. And, you know, it just came out in the UK, 330,000 immigrants per year coming into the UK, a tiny island of just over 60 million population. And as you were just talking about, it came out, Tony Blair's government, that was their secret plan. It got leaked. To allow all these immigrants to come in, to use them as a voting bloc, to use them to dilute basically the whole culture
and to put them in charge.
This organization.
I've had members of your parliament on that are liberal, and they admit, well, I heard conservatives say it, didn't believe it, but they're actually putting them in charge of the social services, the police, you name it. The government's bringing in a foreign illegal alien group to be their Praetorian Guard.
Yeah, and while arresting people like Tommy Robinson for considering to attend a meeting about a Draw Muhammad cartoon contest. There's literally snatching people off the street for thought crime because they may be planning to offend.
And banned Michael Savage from coming. And then banned a martial arts expert from coming in.
Yeah, and Sweden's even worse, though. I keep harping on about Sweden. Okay, since they opened their borders in the 70s, 1,400% rise in rapes. Feminist liberals bang on about this rape culture in the West, which is completely contrived and invented. While Sweden goes through this 1,400% surge in rapes, you go through the arrest records, about 75% of them are foreign-born immigrants, the perpetrators of these rapes.
And they say it's cultural in their countries to rape women, so it's okay.
Yeah, that's just their culture. I guess we're Islamophobic for being against the raping of women now. We're not trendy, we're not liberal. So they went a step further and said, that's not trendy enough. Now some of the politicians in Sweden are saying, the returning ISIS jihadists, we need to give them jobs, give them welfare, and make the taxpayers pay for it. They're even talking about forcing Swedes to give up their garages to house these immigrants, because there's a massive housing shortage.
Yeah, oh yeah, forcing you to quarter the jihadis in your house. I mean, this... The left is mentally ill and wants to take over and wants to crap all over everything. I mean, I hate to use a term like that, but that's it. I mean, it's like somebody that's got dementia rubbing stuff all over their body. I mean, that's what they... The left has dementia. They're fascist, mentally ill scum who hate progress, hate freedom.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Bridge, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom
Kydex holsters. Ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hcfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.